Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Chav Zayin. We are on Chav Vav Amid Beis, and we will start a couple of lines up from the bottom by Va'omar Rabba. Again, the last point made in the last year, which we will have to come back to at a certain point, is the issue of that Tosfos brings up in the bottom, the second to bottom Tosfos, 2 days in Tosfos, whether the case of throwing the kli Mirosh Hagag and someone else comes and removes the pillows from underneath, is that Garmi? Is that Grumma? What is Garmi? We usually know there are three ways to damage someone. A direct act, I smash something, that's it's direct, that's Maisi Yashir. Grumma is totally indirect. I put a ladder in my yard, at the edge of my yard, my animal then goes up on the ladder and jumps into your field and eats something. So I indirectly damage you. But then there's something in the middle, where there might be something in the middle, called Garmi. Da'in dina de Garmi, some Tanaim, some Rishonim, hold of Garmi. Some Rishonim never mention Garmi. The Rambam doesn't have Garmi, but other Rishonim do. The Ramban wrote a whole Kuntras, because there are 25 sugis in Shas that relate to this issue. So he has Kuntras dina de Garmi, printed with the Maseches Makkos. It's such a crucial topic. But again, that's what's alluded to here in Tosfos and the other Rishonim. The issue being removing the nezek. You know, is the removing the pillow so that causes the nezek, is that going to be called garmi or not? We're going to have the garmi gemaras later on in the Masechta. Beis Hashem, we'll talk about it more then, where the gemara actually mentions it. What are the cases of the gemara? Sorif shtar osof shal chavero. Either there's a shtar that Reuven owes me $100 and somebody burns that shtar. They didn't actually burn the money. They burned the raya that I have to the money. So that's a classic case of garmi. Either way, we will continue, but that was related to the last line. V'yomar Rabba, now we're up to four lines for the bottom. V'yomar Rabba, Zarak Tinok Me Rosh Hagag. If Rachmana Litzlan, a baby is thrown out of a window, and Uba Acher, V'kiblo Besayev, and before he dies by hitting the ground, someone else kills him on the way down before he hits the ground. So the question is, who is Chayiv in that case? Right, the person, if nothing would have happened, if the second guy would have been there, the first guy would be Chayiv Misa. But if the second guy, now that he got involved, so now who's Chayiv? Plukta, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir v'Rabbanan. So it relates to the Machlokas Tanan that we had back in the first parak. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir and the Rabbanan. Dit Tanya, the Brisa says, he ko asar b'nei adam ba'asar maklos, if 10 people are hitting someone with 10 different sticks. Bein b'basachas, bein b'zecharzeh, whether they hit him all at once or one after another, kulan peturin, they are all putter. Why are they all putter? Says Rashi on top, de'be'inon, she'yake kol nefesh adam, kol ha'nefesh, one is chayiv misa only if one kills the entire person. V'ein kan maka, kol ha'nefesh. And here, in the case where they each killed with 10, the 10 people were involved, so none of them killed the entire person. They all had a part in it, but none of them killed the entire person, and therefore Hashem's going to punish them upstairs, but in terms of best and putting somebody to death, it has to be maka kol ha'nefesh. And therefore they are putter from misa, and therefore here too, they would be putter, because the person who threw the baby from the top didn't actually kill the baby, but the one who killed the baby at the bottom also didn't kill the whole baby, because the baby was on his way to be killed also. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira would say Pater. I'm sorry, the Tana Kabba would say Pater. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Bezeh Achar Zeh Ha'achron Chayiv, Mebnei Shakir Misaso. The last one did the Makeh B'Patish, he did the final blow to actually kill him, even though the baby would have killed, or the person would have died in any case, but because he did it, he was Makar Misaso, and therefore the last one is going to be Chayiv, and here too, Rashi says, Zeh Shakiblo Besayiv, Mebnei Shakirev Es Misaso. Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amud, Tosfos Chavav Mabez, says Lo Dami Larek Treifa to Patelu Kuli Alma. We know from elsewhere that if somebody kills someone who is a treifa, who is going to die soon anyway, they're not chayav misa. So why does the Gemara here say it's a machlokas tanaim? What, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira does not agree to that halacha? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says the last one is chayav. This baby is worse than a treifa, right? You would l'chora say this baby is just like a treifa, right? The treifa is going to die. This baby is going to die. So why isn't this called a treifa? So the Shita B'Kubat says here, quotes the Rimi Gash, who says that there is a distinction. It's actually a tshuva that's quoted here because of Rabbi Yosef Alevi Ibn Migash b'tshuva she'ela de l'daz Rabbi Yehuda lo medaminon le'lahorik it's a treifa de pater mishum de treifa ikri mishen is chadesh bo achas mishmona asara treifos. The treifa status is from within. Kugo nikiv krum shalmoach v'chayotze bo she'yia bo atreifos v'sofa lamus. It's from within and he's going to die. V'gam shehu chay omed al raglo, even though he's alive right now walking around, but he's going to die based on his internal issue. Avol zeh hamukeh, Lo ira bo achas mishmona asara treifas. But this guy getting whacked by 10 different people, he doesn't have the one of the 10 treifas. Fu bari bichlal. He's a healthy person who keeps getting weaker and weaker. His body doesn't have trefa signs. It's external versus internal. Trefa is from within, and he dies from within. And this is from without, and therefore it says, the Rimigash, that is the chiluk. Another chiluk could be, not from just from within and from without, a treif, it's already started. This might be also what's behind what he is saying. It's already started. Here, it's on its way. It's in the future. The baby is falling down, so it's in the future that it's going to happen, but it hasn't happened yet, so it's not exactly the same. The Ramban also, here in the Malchamas, discusses the shita that we had of Rabbah earlier on Daf Yud Zayin, when we discussed Basar Me'ikara Azlinan, Basar Tavarman Azlinan, the case of the Kli, and somebody had, with a baseball bat at the bottom. So the Chabad discusses that according to Rabbah, that Basar Me'ikaraz Linan, why he should he be chayev here? Right? Unless you say that there's a distinction, some Achronim say, Rav Shimon Skup suggests here in Simon Chav Dalet, maybe there's a distinction between Misa and Nezikin, which could always be Mechalik in their various contexts. But either way, the Gemara says, what's the halacha here about throwing the baby from the roof, Rachman al-Aslan, Machlokas, Rav Yudah ben Beseira, and the Rabbanan. It is an interesting diuk also the Rashba has. The Rashba not here, but the Rashba later on Daf Nun Gimel. The Rashba says, the Gemara here says specifically 10 people with 10 sticks. What if you have 10 people with one stick? The Rashba then says, you would be chayiv in that case. V'imishum hiko asar b'nei adam, mistavrali delokashav lo midi, says the Rashba there. Di'ad kan lo amre ela b'shiko asara b'yun maklos, deleka ish kiyake kol nefesh, aval hacha. Kivon, what if 10 people push somebody into a pit? They're not going to be chayev. If two people make a fire go on a person, they would be chayev. There, it's one maisa that is perpetrated by various people. Here, there's different maisim. So the Rashba says it's dafka that there are 10 sticks being used, but it's not one stick held by everyone and using that to bang, which is interesting. You might have thought of just the opposite, like in Hilchos Shabbos, it's just the opposite. If one person could do something and five people do it instead, that's pater. That's not Melechas Machsheves, as was discussed a little bit on yesterday's daf. But either way, that's the Rashba says, it's Meduyak, 10 sticks, but if one stick and everybody's holding it, then everybody would be Chayiv. And finally, just to remember the Machlokas Rashi Rambam that we mentioned earlier, where this Machlokas came up back on Daf Yud, that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that is this just a practical 10 people, we don't know. We don't know. They're Kulin Patur, according to the Tanakhama, because we don't know who actually killed. Or even if we do know, but it's a formal legal requirement of one person having to cause the entire Misa. Right? So that's a distinction, Rashi Rambam, Machlokas, that we pointed out then. Okay, let's continue. So that's the case where, Rachman al-Itzlan, the baby coming out the window and somebody else kills him before he gets to the bottom. What about Bashar Vekiblu Bakarnov? If an ox comes, instead of a person on the bottom killing, an ox, Bashar Vekiblu Bakarnov, an ox catches the baby and the baby is killed because of the horns of the ox. That's all a different machlokas. Plukta Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, v'Rabbanan. It's a machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and the Rabbanan. D'tanya. As the Brisa says, Venasan Pidyon Nafsho, he pays for the Pidyon when Kofer is described. When an ox, when an animal of Reuven kills Shimon, he has to give redemption Pidyon of his Nefesh. Whose Nefesh? Venasan Pidyon Nafsho. Demei Nizik. So the Tanakhama holds the Demei, you're paying the value of but a token, a symbolic payment of Demei Nizik. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer Demei Mazik. Many are familiar with this from the first daf in Maseches Makos. But that's the Machlokas. So who says what, which is which? Machlokas, Rashi, Rabbeinu Chanana. Let's go with Rashi first. Who is it? Rashi says, the Tanakhama says you pay Demei Nizik. And here, therefore, you'd be putter. Why? Because the Nizak, the baby, doesn't have any value. The baby's about to die anyway. So that's why, according to Demei Nizik opinion, the Tanakhama would be putter here. Rabbi Shmuel says you pay Demei Mazik. So you Demei Mazik, so you be chayiv here. Right? That's what's the, you a Mazik, doesn't matter who you a Mazik a baby. That's Rashi in Pshat of the Machlokas. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he has the exact opposite opinion. Rabbeinu Chananel, in the first couple of wide lines, he says, according to the Tanakhama, who says Demei Nizak, chayiv bala shor b'kofer. Why? Lamaisa, the shor, killed a person. the person was going to die anyway. What it means, the shor killed the person, and you pay kofar for the maisim of the shor. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, it says you paid demei mazik. What does that mean, demei mazik? That means, well, my animal killed, and Rachman al-Islan, if the person had killed himself, he'd be chayav misa. And that's why he has to pay the kofar payment in lieu. But here, he wouldn't be chayav misa if he had actually done it. The Amar demei mazik, fourth wide line in Rabbeinu Chananel, Pirish, ha-mazik hu ha-yachayev misa, b'bnei shalo shamar shoro, ki'ilu hu harag. That's what the kofar payment is. It's as if he did it. But we don't say he's chayim misa because he didn't do the maisa. But he wouldn't be chayim in this case. The rabbanan pligialed Reb Yehuda b'mesera patrilei. The rabbanan patavik kol shekain al shoro. But if that people do it, surely if the ox. And therefore says Rabbeinu Chananel, if you say to be mazik in that case, then you would be pater. Okay, Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel. We continue now. V'yamar Rabba, Nafal Mirosh Hagag, somebody's on the top of a roof. Remember, the roofs in those days were like the backyards. Somebody's on the top of a roof, and V'nafal, and they fall off the roof, Rashi adds, in Beruach Metsuya, in a wind that he should have known about. Meaning, he shouldn't have been on the edge of the roof, because it's very possible and probable that he is going to be blown off. So it's his fault here. And what happens? V'niska Ba'isha, very unusual case. Maybe somehow he is naked on the top of a roof, and the woman is naked on the floor, and the woman is lying down, and somehow he falls down on the woman, and he is boel her in that act. So that is not he didn't have kavana for the maisa bia. He fell off, but forgetting the maisa bia, what about the nezek cause? What about the hezek? What about the busha? What about everything else? So chayev adal advarim, he is chayev nezek tsar. Ripui and Sheves in those cases. Why? Because he was Mazik. Adam Mu'la Olam, as we saw yesterday in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Aleph, Bein Beshogeg, Bein Beones, Bein Ar, Bein Yashin. So he is Chayiv B'dalad Varim in this case. The Rashba points out that Lechora, this is Pshia, this is his negligence, but Lechora, it's only if the woman was there when he went up on the roof. And he knew about it. If the woman was not there and he didn't know about that there was somebody there to fall on, Lachari is not going to be chayev. Mistavrili says the Rashba, Tadafka kishahayu lamata ha'isha, umisha nizoksham, da'oz ave posheya, halav ha'chi pater. But if not, he'd be pater. And why is he chayev in this case? Like Rashi says, kishadafa baruch mitsuya to kaposheya gomer chashvin amlei. He's a negligent. V'chayev d'dumya d'chiyitein mumhavei, v'yavo pishalon iskavein, shilun iskavein chayev afilu b'boshes, as we're going to say soon. Avo zeh shalon iskavein, avo pisha pasha chayev adal dvarim. He's still chayev b'dal dvarim in that case. So back to the statement of Rabbah. So if somebody falls out, he's chayev b'dal dvarim. Ubiyavimto lokana. But if he happens to, his brother recently has died, and his brother's wife happens to be on the floor, and this is what happened, there's no kinyan there. Why? Even though the Mishnah says, Yavamis habal yavimto, so it's kone, baby shogig, baby, oh, it doesn't matter whether he did it, mazid shogig, but this is not a maisabiyah. You have to at least have kavana for a maisabiyah. And here he did not have kavana for a maisabiyah. Rashi says, right here, Hani mi lehecha dinis kavin labia, bias isha acheres. You have to have at least have kavana for the act. Avozelon is kavin lushumbia, hilkach lokana, v'im chazar va'asa echemen ha'achim ba'maymar pasa olav. And therefore, if one of the other brothers does a maymar, and does an act to connect to the other brothers, so then there is no kinyan. There is a fascinating suffix that Rav Moshe Feinstein brings up. Rav Moshe and Evan Ezer, in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Samaches, he says, let's say there's a baby that comes out of this bia. If there is a baby that comes out of this bia, what's the status of the baby? What's the suffix? So it didn't work as Yibam. So maybe this is Eishes Ach. Maybe this is a Mamzer. Because this is bia Shalo L'Shei Mitzvah. There's no kinyan there. Right? There is a suffix that the Minchas Chinuch has, in the midst of Yibam, in Kiseitze, which is not as extreme. Minchas Chinuch says, if you don't have Kavana, maybe you're Kone without the Mitzvah. You haven't fulfilled the Mitzvah yet, but you're going to have a Kinyan without a Mitzvah. This Gemara is saying, there's not even a Kinyan. If there's not even a Kinyan, so then maybe this child's even a mom's there. Or do you say no? Because if he would have done this bia b'kavana, it would have been a mitzvah. The child wouldn't have been a mamzer. So you can't say that the different kavana or lack of kavana would make the child a mamzer. Fascinating question that Rav Moshe asks. That's bia vimto lokana. Chayiv, now the Brisa The Gemara continues to explain the Rabbah. Chayev benezek bitzar beripui b'sheves. Right, you're chayev for all four of those. Avol boshes lo, but you're not chayev in boshes. It's not, as we're going to have the Mishnah later on. Boshes requires kavana. Eino chayev ala boshes achim is kaven. You have to have kavana at least for the action, for the damaging. You might not have to have kavana for the boshes, as we'll see by the Shem in a minute, but you have to have kavana at least for the act that you're doing. That is Rabbah. And again, each of these has so much to write about, to talk about, but we're just trying to mention the pointers. V'amar Rabbah, next statement of Rabbah. Nafal me'rosh ha'gag baruch she'ena mitzuya. The previous case was ruach mitzuya. Right, this is ruach she'ena mitzuya. V'hizik ubi'esh, and it's a ruach she'ena mitzuya that does damage. Chayev ala nezek. Again, he's chayev on the nezek. Upater b'dala dvarim. Why? Because it's ruach she'ena mitzuya. You're only chayev on nezek. Why? Adam muad la'olam. Bein shogig, as the Mishnah said. Bein shogig, bein mezi, bein ar, bein yashen. Adam muad la'olam. That's why chayev on the nezek. But you're not chayev on the other items, because those, as we'll learn in the 8th parak, require a certain level of pshia. V'tata b'dala dvarim. But ruach mitzuya, stop there for, actually let's just finish and then we'll mention an important point. Ruach mitzuya vehizik ubiyesh, but if it was a ruach mitzuya, as we said before, and he was mazik, and he was mevayesh, chayev adal dvarma, patra ala boshes. Why? Because he didn't have kavan, he just fell off the roof, imnis hapech. But if in air, he turned around, in order to have kavana to fall on the person, either to different deus in the Rishonim, either to cushion his fall, or he wanted to damage him, right? So then chayev af ala boshes. Then you're chayev even on boshes. Why? Rashi says, afa bichlon is kavan l'shem boshes. Even if you don't have kavana for boshes, you had kavana for mazik. You had kavana to prevent your mazik. Either way, that is enough to be chayiv in boshes. There is an interesting line that Amuki Yosef says here. He quotes exactly like Rashi. He says, even though you didn't have kavana for boshes, but you had kavana to be mazik, chayiv ala boshes. This is Yud Awa from Abayz. In the Dafei Arif, says the Namuki Yosef, chayiv ala boshes, v'yavu bishlon is kavan l'shem boshes, kivan sheyadua, shahaya nizok chaveiro bazeh, since you knew that your friend was going to be damaged in this way, kimi sheniskavin lahazik dami. You turned around to fall on him, so it's as if you had kavana. Ki ahi de Shabbos, and then he quotes the concept of psik resha. The mode of Shimon psik resha v'lo yamos. He quotes psik resha. That's amazing, right? So there are various discussions of the Rishonim. The psik resha apply wherever you want it to apply. Yes, the Gemara has davar sheni miskaven by nazir, by pulling out the hair of a nazir. And the Gemara has it and the Rishonim discuss it by sirus. And if somebody takes a certain type of medicine, and that'll make them impotent. But the Gemara obviously has it most of the time by Shabbos. So can you apply it wherever you want? So the Muki Yosef here does. The Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyon HaShas says it's not so pashut according to other Rishonim. Let's just continue now to Tanya. Says the Braisa, how do you know that you'd be chayav for boshes even without kavana for boshes? Mimashma shenemar v'shalcha yada. The pasuk in Kiseitze, when the pasuk talks about two men are having a fight, and one of the wives of one of the husbands goes and grabs the other man to try to prevent him from beating up her husband. Bimvushav, says the Torah. What is Bimvushav? Bimakom haboshes lo, ba'oso makom, in order to pain him, in order to embarrass him, to make him stop fighting. So v'shalcha yado, say any odesh echzika. So if it says she sent her hand, I know she's grabbing. Matam alomer v'echzika. What is the Torah adding by the word v'echzika? Lomar lacha, kivan she niskaven lahazik, afobishlo niskaven levayesh. Right, to say that even if she has kavanah to be mazik, right, that's enough to be chayev on all the things, even though she didn't have kavana levayish. There is an important comment of the Rashbah here, where the Rashbah breaks camp from his Rebbe. This is a sugya that comes up on yesterday's daf, today's daf, and the next couple of dafim. And that is, we know Adam Mu'ad La'olam. And the Mishnah says, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid. The Mishnah does not say the words, Ones. Adam Mu'ad La'olam. What about Ones Gamur? Are there any Pturim? So there are five different Gemaras that the Rishonim discuss. Some of them point in one direction, some point in the other. So what about this Gemara? What does this Gemara say? When a person falls off the roof, even in a Ruach She'eino Mitzuya, you're Chayiv Anezek. What's the pashtus of that Gemara? I didn't expect it. It's Eina Mitzuya, and yet I'm still Chayiv. Pashtus says the Ramban. The Ramban above Mitzuya Daf Pebeis. This is one of his big rayas. Adam Mu'ad La'olam, even by a Ruach, even by Ones Gamur. That is the Ramban Shita, and that is other Shitas as well. Again, we mentioned this on, in yesterday's Daf, which was recorded, but that is the one discussion. That is the Ramban. But many other Rishonim, the Baalei Tosas that we're going to have on Amud Beis, and the Rashba right here argues. And they say, no, there's a limit of Ones Gomer even by Adam HaMazik. The question is, how do you read this Gemara then? So that's the Rashba. Nafal Baruch Sheinim Mitsuya, right here, Chayev Alanezek. Tema, Hey Chayev Afilu Alanezek, Vaha Ones Gomer Hu, Vaha Ones Rachmana Patre. Beginning of the next parak, we'll get to this, Hashem, soon. Niska b'avashavar pater. If somebody is walking, it's nighttime, and I break something, and I break your barrel that I shouldn't have seen, I'm going to be pater for the barrel. Why? Because ones. So here, why you're chayef here? So the Rashba says it must be. It's not a case of ones totally. V'yesh lomar deruach she'ena mitzuya eino ones gamur. V'yahid deparak haminiach chashiv ones gamur. L'kaman na'arich ba yoser. That is the Rashba, holding like Baalei HaTosfos against his Rebbe, the Ramban. The Rashba holds that by Ones Gomer, there's a limitation even by Adam HaMazik. We'll have to figure out how the Ramban reads that Gemara in the next parak. But that's the Rashba's comment right here to explain that why you're chayiv by a Ruach She'ena Mitsuya. Okay, we continue. V'yamar Rabba, the next statement. Oh, Rabba has all these great cases to discuss. V'yamar Rabba, hiniach lo, great in terms of lumdis, obviously, not great in terms of actually doing it. V'yamar Rabba, hiniach lo, gachelas alibo v'meis pater. Rachman al-Aslan, a person puts a burning coal on his friend, and the friend dies, so it's going to be pater. Why? He should have taken it off. It's a bardas. He should have removed it. Al bigda, Rashi says, hayo lo l'salka. He should have removed it. So it's, I'm a bad guy, I did this terrible thing, but I'm not going to be Chayim Misa because you could have gotten out of it. Interesting discussion. We'll have to have this in the eighth paragraph, Hashem, when we talk about the Dal Dvarim. Right? Let's say a person, Reuven, wounds Shimon, and Shimon could take medicine in order to save himself. He refuses to take medicine for whatever reason. So in that case, is Reuven still Chayiv? After all, Reuven did it, but Shimon had a way out of it. Similar type of case. Hayalola Salka. Al Bigdo, continuing now, Vinisraf, Chayiv. But he puts it on his beged, and the beged gets damaged. He's going to be Chayiv. Why? Because a person could say, you know what, he's damaging my shirt, and I'll take it to Vest, and I'll get my money back. Right? So therefore, he's going to be Chayiv in that case. We don't say there's an implicit Mechila. Oh, you should have removed it. Amar Rava, Travayo Tanini. Rava says, both of these statements of Rava are based on Tanaitic sources. Alibo Ditznan, where do you see that if a person puts another person in a life-threatening situation, and the person could save himself, and he doesn't, Patur Ditznan, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Kafash Alav Lotocha or Lotocha Mayim, a person puts somebody, Ruvi put Shimon in the fire, or in the water, Vini Yochol Yatlalos Misham, if he can't get up, if he can't save himself, Ames Chayiv. He's Chayiv. Meaning, what's the Chiddush of that case? Not only is a person Chayiv Misa if he actually directly kills somebody, but even if he puts him into a situation and forces him in a situation where he can't get out of it, and that Mamela he dies, he drowns him, he burns him, Rachman al-Islan, he's Chayiv in that case, right? There's no difference between actually killing and letting him die in a specific situation. Even before we get to the second half, interesting, there is a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. You don't need the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, but it is in a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar expanded. The story of Yosef and his brothers. Where is it? Perek Lamed Zion. Here it is. Amar lem Reuven al tishbechu dam ashlichu osu ala barazeh. As we know, Reuven tried to save him. Vayasilehu miyadam. Vayamashav al tishbechu dam. Vayishu lo'achav. They threw him in. Maasa Reuven. Reuven went and he was planning to get him out tonight. But all the Rishonim ask. All the Mefarshim ask. How was this so great, right? It was a Nechashim agrabim yeshbo. And how did it help? And especially according to our Gemara. Right, according to our Gemara, it doesn't matter whether you actually kill somebody or put them in a situation where they're going to die. The Radal there explains, maybe there's still a difference. You're going to be Chayim Misa in either case. But, you know, to have dam al yadecha, you know, there's a difference between actually doing it. The brothers didn't want to actually do that. They didn't want to have the murder weapon in their hands. They wanted the animals to take part in it. There's an unbelievable Arachayim HaKadosh on that pasuk in Vayeshev, which we have mentioned in the past, where he says that there are, and again, hashkafically, it's very surprising for us, that there, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a time for each person. They have a time for each person, how long? But if another person is involved, they could use their Bechira Chavshis to, so to speak, shorten the other person. Obviously, we think of it, we don't want to think of it that way, but That's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, right? That when it comes to animals, animals wouldn't go against the zman that is already miyuad for a person. So the brothers said, we don't know, we'll throw him into the pit. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could save him. But if they would have killed him, that could have used their Bechira Chavshis. They would have been punished for it. But that's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh's Chiddush Gadol on that pasuk. Okay, see how we continue. So Rabbah said a statement. You put it on the person, Potter, put it on the Beged, Chayiv. And Rabbah says both are in the Mishnah, both are in the Tanaim. So, first one. If you put him in the fire, in the water, and you don't let him get up, Chayiv. Dach volatocha or latocha mayim vi yachol alas bishamba meis Potter. There's the Raya. You push him into the fire, into the water, and he can get up, and he dies, in that case, Potter. He's Potter in that case. The Ramban talks about what if he's damaged in that case? That it could have been Mazid died, but he didn't die, he was damaged. So do we say, well, you should have taken it off because he could have killed you. That's Ramban assumes Pater even for Hezek. Big Do Ditznan, what about Beged? That's another Mishnah later on here. Karas Ksusi Shavras Kadi. If somebody says, you know, tear my clothing or break my kad, then the person can, but he has to pay for it. Almanas Liftar Pater. But Amanas Liftar, so then he would be Pater in that case because he's allowed to give, he could give Rishus. Tosfos discusses elsewhere, you know, you can't say that to Chavala. You can't say, wound me and be Pater because the body is not ours. The body is on loan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We have to take care of it. The Radvaz writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that's why a person can't come to Bezin and says, hi, I was Bechal Shabbos, kill me. Or I ate treif, whip me. Right, a person can't say that. A person is not in charge of their own body. If there are Aden, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that's what you have to do. But a person can't do it to himself or be mochel that to himself or come to bezdins. That's only by assets you can. But if you say Amanas Liftar, so then you would be putter even in that case. Finishing up the last couple of lines, Ba Yuraba Hiniach Gachelas Alev Avdo Mahu. So we spoke about putting a gachelas on a person and on a beged. What about on an eved? So, kegufo dami, okimamono dami. Do we see the eved is kegufo, like a person, and therefore you'd be pater, because he caught for some reason, okimamono dami, or he's going to be chayiv? What's the suffix? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says we're talking here about an eved that is not tied up. It's a free eved. So the question is, an eved is a bardas, so do we say the eved is treated like another bardas, and just like by any bardas, he person's putter if he puts the hot coal on because the person should have removed it, so to the eved. The eved is a bardas, shahayelo leved lasalka, Rashi says. Or do we say no? We look at the eved halachically as an asset, and therefore we would not treat, even though in reality he is a bardas, but we wouldn't treat him as a bardas. And therefore the person would be chayiv. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos does not like that pshat. Tosfos says a different pshat. The eved is kafos. The eved is tied down. Ksheva kafos v'rabba omed et slow airi. Like we discussed in the Eishu Mishem Chitzav Sugya. The eved is tied down. And the question is, do we assume the rav should be masalek it in that case? Shalom eisa eved elohuzak. Olachi misafkali. Shem alo yachash arav lesalkam. Rishi isham lo demein izko. If it's a case of nezek, maybe that's why the rav didn't remove it or not. So that's the machlokas, what the case is. Back to the Gemara. Intis alomer kagufo dami. And if you say it's kaguf, shoro mahu. Hadar pashta ad the kagufo shoro kamamono. So we say an eved is like guf, and shor is like mamon. Baruch Hashem, hadron lachetz in a regel. All the sugyas of Shane and Regel. We had some Shas topics, major Baba Kama topics for sure in this past parak. We had Zenen of Zelo Chaser, Zenen of Zel Chaser. We had Esho Misham Chitzav. We had Kimle Bedrabamine. We had Adam Muad Laolam. We had Shane and Regel. And we had Sroros and Sumchis. Right, a lot going on in this second parak of Mesechas Baba Kama. So now we move on, though, to the third parak. Hameniach. Parak Aminiyach, Aminiyach Hazakat. This is also, deep Baba Kama is one of those Mesechtas, as we have mentioned, that it's very contained. Almost everything about Baba Kama is in Baba Kama. Yeah, a little few things in other contexts, in other Mesechtas, but almost all of Nezek is right here in Baba Kama. So here we go. Aminiyach Hazakat versus Arabim. Uba'acher v'nizkal b'vashavar patr. Somebody leaves a kad, leaves a jug. We'll see what a kad actually is, but we'll translate it as a jug now, in the street. And someone else comes and trips over it. Vishavra and breaks it. putter, the one who was walking is going to be putter for breaking, as we'll see. It's the person's fault for leaving it there. V'imahuzakba, and if he is damaged by it, balachav is chayev benisko. The barrel owner is chayev benisko. If he's damaged by the barrel or by the shards, the bartanura here says, even if the owner was mafkirit after he breaks, he says, Reuven is breaks Shimon's, Shimon left the kad there. Reuven trips over it and breaks it. So Shimon's like, oh, great. And then he's mafkirit. And then Reuven gets up and gets hurt by it. So in that case, he's going to be chayef. Why, says the Bartanura, the Rav Bartanura, Shekala mafkir nizakav, shelo hayolo rishus mitchilo la'asosan, ki'ilu lo hifkiran. If somebody is mafkir their nechasim, that they had no right to put there in the first place, and then all of a sudden they're mafkirit, ki'ilu lo hifkiran, it's as if they were not mafkirit. And therefore, in this case, you would be, in that case, you would be, he would be chayiv in that case. Says the Gemara, a linguistic problem. We started off by talking about a kad, and then we went into chavis. Pasach bekad v'siyem b'chavis. This Mishnah has the problem. V'tznan nami, and also the Mishnah a couple of dafrim from now has the same problem. V'tznan nami, zeba b'chaviso v'zeba b'koraso. One guy is walking with his barrel, the other guy is walking with his board, and they're going towards each other. Nishbra kado shozeba b'koraso shozeh, and this person's kad breaks by this person's board. Pater. So we'll have to see the svaris for that then. But again, pasach b'chavis v'siyem b'kad. There it's the opposite. Why do you switch? V'tznan nami. And also, much later, right? Like, come on, says the, see on the side, kuftes vav. Zeba b'chavis v'shol yam, zeba b'kad v'shol dvash. Somebody has wine, somebody has honey. Nistacha chavis v'shol dvash. V'shafach zeb. What happened? The honey barrel gets a crack in it. So what did this person do? He dumped out his wine and he caught the dvash. V'shafach zeb yeinu v'yitzel zeb dvash l'tocho. Ein lo ela sacharo. We'll talk about what that is. The honey was more expensive, but what does he have to pay him? Whatever the details are. But either way, again, you see the change in wording. Pasach b'kad v'siyem b'chavis. Three mishnayis. It switches. Amar Rav Papa, hainu kad hainu chavis. What's the message? They're interchangeable. For what reason? L'may nafkamino, what, v'lay nafkamino, they're interchangeable. L'mekachu memkar, for business. What do you mean for business? Rashi says, l'tovas hamocher. If the mocher, bottom Rashi, shebiyad hamocher, l'aseislo eza sheyirtze, the mocher could give either one. V'afilu hisni mo b'chavis. Even if you, I say, I'm the buyer, and I say I want a barrel, I want a chavis, you could give me a kad, which is smaller. Because in different people use different words. Tosva says, it says it in both directions to teach me sometimes the mocher could win and sometimes the kone could win. It's not one or the other. Rashi only says the mocher, but Tosva says it could be both. But either way, ask the Gemara. I don't understand. Hey, Chidami, what's the case here? Ilema ba'asra de kada lo kari chavis. V'chavis lo kari kada. If it's a place that people don't call it by the other word, halo karula. So what is the Gemara talking about? Right? What's the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah mean? What, you're tricking? This is not a kad. They call it separately. Lo tzricha, the case must be as follows. Deruba karula la kada kada ula chavita chavita. Most call a kad a kad and a chavis a chavis. The ikanami dekara la chavisa kad ula kada chavisa. Some people call it by the other word. Mahu detema, so then what might you say? Mahu detema zilba saruba, you might say you go by the rove and therefore you have to go by whatever most people call it. Kamash malan, dein hochen b'mamon acharov. Kamash malan, you don't say that? Ein hochen b'mamon acharov. You don't follow the rove when it comes to dine mamonis. What is that talking about? Rashi. Hecha demistafka lan milsa. Whenever we have a suffix by mamonis, ein hochen b'mamon acharov. Kigon acha, like here, ukigon, or Rashi quotes the case in later on, Amocher Shor Lechavero, V'nimsa Nachon, Reuven sells an ox to Shimon, and Shimon says, this is a crazy ox, I can't believe you sold it to me. And Reuven says, I thought you were buying it to Shecht, I didn't know you were buying it to use as on a wagon. So do you say, well, most people buy oxen to plow, or less people, so, Lo Amrina Basa Ruba Zil, V'lecharisha Kano, we don't say, you go after the rove, and he bought it for plowing, and it's a Mechatos, Ela, Mose Mechavero Levaraya. No, you say, I thought you bought it for Shechita, but that's the other case of Holchin B'mamon Acharov. Is this a Din D'Oraisa, Din D'Rabbanan, Holchin B'mamon Acharov, that's a discussion. Pashtus from the Gemara and from the Rishonim here, Tosfos here, is that it's a Din D'Oraisa. Din D'Oraisa, Tosfos here has a famous comment. Let's read the Tosfos. Tosfos says, Kamash B'lon, Ein Holchin B'mamon Acharov. You don't follow the rove when it comes to Din Mamonis. Ask Tosfos, Tema. Ma tam in hochin. Why do you not follow the rove? Tosfos also asked this in Sanhedrin, Dav Gimel. Lacy bakava chomer mi dinin afashus. Right? By dinin afashus we follow the rove. right? If it's 13 to 10 in a Sanhedrin, we kill the person. So to kill a person, we'll follow the rov. But rov is not strong enough to take money from somebody. Rabbi Yoshi Amaisel b'kav v'chomer v'dinin nefashos. Uma dinin nefashos t'chamirei amarachman azol basarubal t'inim amin eslakol shekein. And then Tosfos adds, v'afilu beruba d'lesa kamon. Azlinan b'dinin nefashos basaruba. Kidamrin and perek parent sorer b'ore. Tosfos there had the possibility, but then rejected it, as he does here. Maybe it'd be mechalik between different types of robes. Ruba de'isa kamon, that's a stronger one. Ruba de'lesa kamon is not. I think we mentioned this earlier in the Masechta, the two different types of robes. Ruba de'isa kamon is a robe that is in front of me. There are 10 stores. 9 are kosher, 1 is not kosher. There are a certain number of oxen in front of me. I know that this person has this amount of oxen, while this amount not. Ruba de'isa kamon. Ruba de'lesa kamon is what we call a statistical robe. Most women give birth in the 9th month. Anything. Most people buy animals to shecht or to plow. It's a statistical robe. It's not a robe. Most people aren't islandists and the like, as we have by Yavamis. But either way, that's what the Gemara, the Tosfos says, even though one might be stronger than the other one, the Gemara in Chulin requires two different sources to teach me the concept of Rov, but we know here, you don't follow the Rov by either. So why is that, asks Tosfos? How is it that by Dinei Mamonis you follow the Rov, by Dinei Nefasi you don't follow the Rov? So if you look in Tosfos, it's that Hedron Daf Gimel, Tosfos gives a different shot. Tosfos says, really, you should follow the Rov. Meaning you should follow the Kal V'Chomer, like you do by Bezdin. But over there, like the rove over there with the Tosfos that Rashi quoted, that case later on, that's a weak rove. That's a weak rove. Tosfos says, "Vitzarach lomar deruba l'rad yezavni lo chashiv ki hanach ruba hilgal lo samkina hach ruba dinim amenis." Really, Tosfos is saying fundamentally you should follow the rove. It's just the rove that we don't follow are weak, and all the achronim wanted, the Bach, the others. What is so weak about the rove of the rove people of that buy oxen for a certain purpose? Okay, but Tosfos here has a different answer. Tosfos here has a different answer. V'yish lomar, says Tosfos, Dehasam gabe dayanim shiny. The rove by dayanim. Tosfos wanted to say, you even follow by nefashos, so surely by mamonis. No. That by nefashos, it's not a normal rove. Right, if Tosfos said the other one is a weak rove, this answer is saying that the rove by dayanim is a super rove. Dehasam gabe dayanim shiny, Dechashiv miyut, Ditu kemisha eno. Their miut is as if kemisha eno. It's as if it's not there. V'lekalamemer hasam uki mamona becheskes mari da bezin mafkimine. Avoshar gabishar mamon di kemiut v'chazaka lo azlina basaruba. By other mamonis, you don't follow. What does Tosfos mean? So the Ksos and Reb Chaim, the Ksos and Simon reish pei siv beis. The Ksos says normally, you know why you don't follow the rove? Because Rov is not as strong as a Cheskas Mamon. Cheskas Mamon is one of the strongest Chazakas we have. Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. Like Rashi says, it's not strong enough. The Kso says, V'nir Dehad Dekaimelon Ein Hocham Mamon Achar Rov. Hei Chadika Cheskas Mamon. Av Agav Deshar Duch De Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif. Deshaini Cheskas Mamon De'ispa Taima Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. V'Ruba Lo Mikri Raya. Right, it's not strong enough to beat the Cheskas Mamon. Bezdin is Motzi Mamon. So that's it. They have that power. That's the Ksos. If you look in Reb Chaim and the Grach al Hashas, Reish Chavtes, Reb Chaim is quoted by the Achronim after Reb Chaim, Tosfos says, according to Reb Chaim, Rov by Dayanim is a unique type of Rov. Reb Chaim says there are two types of ideas. There's Holchanachar Arov and there's Rubo Kikulo. We have that in different contexts in Shas. Reb Chaim says, Holchanachar Arov means the Rov, the Miyat still exists, but you follow the majority. But Rubo Kikulo means the whole essence, the unit is defined by the majority. Then we say, let's say shchita, you have to shech rov simanim. So what do we say? There's a miyut of this animal that's not shechted, and a rov that is shechted. No, that's ruba kukula. Once you shecht most of the simanim, this animal is shechted. Period. There's no more rov in miyut. It gains that status. Rubo kikulo. Right, that's the status. Says Reb Chaim, it's the same thing by Bezdin. In the Masu Maton, in the discussion, they count up and they figure out how many did this, how many did that. So in the process, the Miyut exists. But once Bezdin comes to a Psak, and Bezdin gives over that Psak by Gemar Din, Miyut is Kemisha Eino. The Miyut doesn't exist. Bezdin as a composite gives the Psak, and the Miyut doesn't exist, and that's why. You don't say Hokanach Arov, that is not a Rov. That's not a rove. You can't give a kavachomer based on that. That's not rove. That's ruba kukulo. That's not holchanachar. That's not holchanachar a rove. rather, there's the Rashi at the beginning of Sukkah also, they use this to explain, because Rashi also uses Rove by Sukkah, even though what he might mean is Rubo Kekulo. Daf Bezam and Aleph in Sukkah. Shachamasa Meruba Mitzelasa. If the Sukkah has more sun. Hamuat Batel Barov. The Muat is Batel. Vahariyu Kamisha Eno. It's as if it's not there. So Stipler on this Rashi talks about this concept also. Does Rashi really mean Batel Barov? Does he mean Hochanachar Rov? Does he mean Rubo Kekulo? That is the Shaila that is asked by the Stipler based on that Rashi. Yisrael Reb Chaim uses that to answer up the question of the Granat. And the question of the Mordechai that the Granat deals with. The Mordechai deals with, if we say, we usually know, called the Parish by Ruba Parish, but called Kavua Kamechsa Almechsa Dami, which we had recently, that anything stationary we view as half and half, so the Sanhedrin, when they give their psak, they're sitting, they're stationary. So why don't we say, there's never a rove, called Kavua Kamechsa Almechsa Dami, it's always half and half. So there are different answers given, the Mordechai, the Granat, that, oh, maybe it's the words that come out of their mouths are rov, that's not kavua, called the parish, meruba parish. But according to Reb Chaim, he says no, that's the point. But there isn't a rov and a miut when it comes to Beis Din. And therefore, nothing to talk about, that question doesn't get off the ground. Okay, so that's a great sugya, but we now have to continue. Ubach eviniska bavashar v'pater. So what did the Mishnah say? First Mishnah in Hameiniach, if somebody left a barrel in the street, Shimon left a barrel in the street, Reuven comes along and is walking, and he trips over it and breaks it, he's pater. Amai pater asked the Gemara, Iboy leili yunei mezel. Isn't it a person's job to look around as they're walking? They should be able to be mine. It's their fault. You should watch where you're going. Watch where you're going, even before we get the answer. Why is that? Why don't we apply the principle that we had earlier? Call him Mishana Ba'achar Vashina Ba'pater. He was Mishana at putting the thing out. So I was Mishana. I wasn't looking, even if I was at fault, because I should have looked. But call him Mishana Ba'achar Vashina Ba'pater. Tosfos asked that question, and Tosfos says you don't say that by Adam Amazik. Tosfos in Amai. Below Shaya Khan, fourth line of Tosfos. Call him Mishana Ba'achar Vashina Ba'pater. To Gabe Adam Lo Amar Hachi. You don't say that by Adam. Why? Tosfos doesn't explain. If you're going to Tosfos a rush, Tosfos, because Adam is a Bardas. So even if somebody does something strange, you should be able to control yourself and not react in that way. Or a little sharper, the Yamshel Shlomo, in the end of the second parak, the Yamshel Shlomo in Beis Chavtes says that you only say, Kol HaMishana B'Achar V'Shina, if the second Shinui was no greater than the first Shinui. They were both same levels of quality of Shinui. But if the second Shinui, you have an animal that's lying there and the other animal comes and kicks, so they're both equal Shinuyim. But if the second Shinui is more chamur, more of a Shinui, we might say, then you don't say this. That's how he explains this Gemara. Delo amrina kol hamishana ela sheshinui ha'acharon eino chamur yoser min shinui rishon. Lefichach emeschila ha'behema b'shinui dinagicha. Tekavanasa lahazik. Avim ha'acheres chazer v'nachos avizika yoser petura. Because of kol hamishana. But he says, Nirali, may high time a gamkin, Lorimrina, call Mashana Lagabe Adam, Kamoshe Muchach, the Shinu Ya Adam Chamur Yoser, Vena Dome Lashinu Ya Behema, Lafisha Beliba, She Labahema, Ain Ladas, Va Adam Ishlo Das, Vishinu Ishalo, Gadol Yoser. That's the words of the Yamshel Shlomo to explain this Tosfos. But either way, that's the Gemara's question. Shouldn't he be Potter? So what do you mean? Of course he should be Potter. Call him Mashana. So Tosfos says no. So back to the Gemara. So, why is he putter? He should have been looking. So the Gemara gives four answers. Number one, Amri Debe Rav Mishpei De Rav, Bim Mamali Rishaz Rabim Kula, Chavios. He spread barrels over the entire street. There's no space. So, it's his fault, the Nizak's fault. So he shouldn't have left it there. He had to break some because he had to get through. One, Shmuel Amr number two, Ba'afei Lashanu. Right, it's dark out. It's dark out. So that's why he is going to be putter. Oh, why is it going to be Patur? Adam with Olam. Says Tosfos right here. You know what you see from here? Ones Gomer is Patur. Tosfos and the Rashba and the others. Tosfos right here on the fourth line of Tosfos. Hachash and Iska Machmas Mikhsho Veloi Boile Liyuni Anusu. Viavagav. Tilo El Marbinan Ones Karatson. Ba Adam Amazek. Mi Petzadakas Pats. Even though we included Ones, so it wasn't Beferish in the Mishnah. But in the Gemara, Ones Gomer Lo Rabbi Rachmana. As we said in yesterday's daf, Ones Gomer, he wasn't Merabe, and therefore Tosfos and the Rashba and others say that Ones Gomer is Pata. This is one of their rayas right here, Ba'afela Shanu. The Ramban's raya was on Amud Aleph, and you got to read each Gemara in light of the other one. That's answer number two. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bekeren Zavis, I'm talking about it's a corner. He was turning the corner. stood in the corner. So again, it wasn't his fault. That's considered, that's why he is pater. A little difficult sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchas wrote Seach. Perek Vav Alach Ayud says if a person kills Bekaren Zavis, Bishogeg, he does not go to Gullus because it's Karov Lemezid. Karov Lemezid. The Kesef Mishnah wonders, it's against his Gemara. This Gemara says Karen Zavis is going to be pater, right? Because it's considered an ones. And the Rambam calls that Karav Lemezen. Right? It's difficulty. The Radvaz says, again, maybe you can be Mechalik between Misa and Nezek. If you actually killed somebody, the Radvaz says in a tshuva, then actually you must have been Karav Lemezen. You're walking with a knife, facing out. So that's Karav Lemezen. Nezek, even without doing something so brazen and so rash, it could be that you're going to damage the other person. Okay, number three. Answer. Amar of Papa, lo daika masdisna la okishmo lo Karav Yochanan. The Mishnah fits in well to answer number two or three, but not one. To Ikarav, because if it's Rav who says that the whole street was covered with the barrels, my Arya Niska, Lafilu Shavarnami. The Mishnah says, Dafka, if he tripped over it, but if he smashed it on purpose, then Pashtun the Mashma from the Mishnah, he'd be Chayef. But according to Rav, he should be Pater there too, because there was no way to get out. Amr Azvin Mishpe the Rav, what did Lafilu Shavar, you're right. Razin would say, no, even if he actually broke it, Rav would say, you are putter. Vahai detani niskal, why did it say niskal? Aidi deboi lemisti seifa. Vim huzak ba balabai is chayev benisko, because in the seifa we want to say that if the person is damaged by it, the balachavis is chayev, the dafka niskal. Only if he tripped over it is he going to be putter, avol chayev, avol shavar lo. But if the person walking tried and broke actively the barrels, then he will not be compensated for getting damaged. My time. So because you want to say it there, niskal, so k'toni reisha niskal, so it says niskal there too. Period. So that's three answers. Fourth answer, amalei Rabbi Abba l'Ravashi, hachi ami b'ma'arava mishmei d'Rabbi Ula, l'fi shein darkon shemnei adam l'sboni mitrachim. Because people don't normally look around when they're walking. They don't look down when they're walking. So what does this mean? They don't look down, they don't look across, right? What about it? And nowadays, what about nowadays? What if somebody is texting while they're walking? Should they not be texting? What if somebody left something and they trip on the street? Right, is that called normal? Is that called not normal? Interesting discussion. The Knei Bosim, I saw one of the Tshuva Sfarim, has a Shaila. Reuven told Shimon to wake him up in the morning. So Shimon came to wake him up, and when he came to wake him up, he stepped on his glasses, because he had put his glasses next to his bed. So is that called Ein Adam Misboni Midrachim? And he was doing a mitzvah. Well, the guy wanted me to wake him up. He shouldn't have put his glasses on the floor. Or do I have to think that sometimes people put glasses on the floor next to their bed? Do I have to think that or not? Interesting discussion. Also, the let's just do a few more lines. I'll mention one more. Chashuk Yechemed. Haviyuv de Benardo v'chiev Shmuel. B'pimpadisa v'chiev Rava. So they each said chayev in this case. Bishlam al Shmuel kishmaitse. Shmuel says chayev why? Because Shmuel said our Mishnah is talking about in the dark. That's why he's pater. Mashma in the light. He, the walker, would be chayef. So that's why Shmuel must have said chayef. Ela la Rava lema kishmuel svirolei. Does Rava say like Shmuel? Also, the distinction, dark and light. Amar Papa, no. Karna da atzra havi. Maybe it was the corner at the time that they were involved in the olive press. Tekivan de Bershus ka'avdi, when by the olive press season, Rashi explains, when it got full inside, people used to leave their barrels outside in the street until there was room to go in. So people should know. There, Ibai Lili Yune Mezal. There, Chayef, he should look around. But it could be that Rava wouldn't generally say that. Maybe he only said it there. Stop there for a moment. The Chashuk Yechemed here has a crucial, very lamaisa case. He has a case where there was a car that was blocking the street. Not totally, but he was parked in an illegal spot so a bus couldn't get through. And the bus went anyway because it tried to get through and it damaged the car. And even the bus was somewhat damaged. So says the Chashuk Yechemed, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like all of these opinions in the Gemara here, Karen Zavis, Afela, Vachulu, but, says the Shulchan Aruch, the case of Mimale Koha Rishus Arabim, Kula Chavios, right, if you can't get through, then it's his fault. So, says the Chashuk Echemed, the bus driver's putter, unless there was room for him to get by. If there was room for him to get by, he didn't have to smash it. Unless there was only a tiny drop of room, then he's not sure. What if he could have gotten by if he did it very carefully, but He tried, but he didn't. Then he's not sure. But for sure, if there was no room and he had to get by, he's blocking the street. Even if you were parked in a place that was mutter lechanot, but you're mafriya, If you're parked in a legal spot, but your parking's sticking out, again, it's a problem. For sure, if it's an illegal spot, then for sure, Potter and you will probably have to pay the bus driver for the damage caused there. And then he says, by the way, unbelievable Musser. He says, by the way, sometimes, you know, we're waiting for somebody, people are hocking behind us, we know we're delaying them, we gotta be very careful about that. He says, you're being mafriya cars, you're mafriya time. What if there's a taxi in the line behind? Then the meter's going up more because you're sitting there, so the other guy's gonna have to pay because of you. Or the bus driver is not gonna be able to pick up his route. People are gonna miss the next bus that they're gonna get to because you're there, even by 30 seconds. All of the hezek that's being caused, it's unimaginable and immeasurable, the hezek that one could cause by damaging somebody and taking away their time. Unbelievable thing that we don't always think about. Okay, continuing. Shach le'Rav Chisda le'Rav Nachman, Hari Amru, Rashi says, Hari Amru means the minhag of Dayanim is to do as follows. Lirakuva Shalosh. If somebody, the Mishnah will relate to this, that's why this is here. Lirakuva Shalosh. If somebody injures someone else by kneeing them, they have to pay 3. Ula Be'ita, if they kick, they have to pay 3 slime. Be'ita, kicking, 5 slime. Ula Sinokros, different shot than what that is, we'll just go with Rashi's. He hits him with the saddle of a donkey. Shalosh Shloshesrei, 13. That's even more embarrassing. Well, according to Rashi, this is all about Boshes. The Rif says it's all about, also about Tsar. Rashi says it's Boshes. Lepanda Damara, Lekupina Damara, if he hits him with the handle of a shovel or the blade, my, what's the halacha? Shalach Lei. So, Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman this question. So Rav Nachman says back, Shalach, Chisda. Rav Chisda, Knasa Kamagas Bebavel, why are you asking me this question? Isn't this Knasos? You can't be Gova this. Tosis points out it's not actually Knas, but it is still something that is not common, and therefore Dayanim wouldn't collect it. Tosis, second to last Tosis. Lav Knasa Eladin Knasa, meaning it's less than Chisar and Kis. So we wouldn't do shlichus sayu, meaning Dayanim don't usually judge these types of cases, all the payments. They just do nezek. Right? What are you asking me about boshes for? Emily gufa du'uvda hechiyavi. Please send back to me, Rav Chisda, what exactly is the case is under discussion. Shalach Lehi says in this case, Tahu gargusa de betre, there was a cistern, a water cistern that belonged to two people. To call yom avidali chad minayu. They took turns every day. Asa chad kadali biyoma delo delay. One day, one of them comes and starts taking water from the day that's not his. Amar le'yomadidiyu, he says, hey, stop it, it's mine. Lo ashkuchbe, he didn't listen. Shakal panted the maramachis, he takes the saddle, he takes the handle of the shovel and hits him with it. Bachye, Amar le, so Rav Nachman, who was waiting for the answer, Rav Nachman answers Rav Chisda, mea pandi bepante lamache, he should have hit him 100 times. Meaning, of course, he's Potter. Why? Afilu l'mandamar, the Rashba says, as long as there was no other way to take him to court. Afilu l'mandamar lo avid inish gilanashe. Another Shas topic. Even if you hold like the opinion that a person is not allowed to take the law into his own hands, b'malkam seda of an inish gilanashe, in a case where there is financial loss that he has no other alternative, he's allowed to. Again, all within, I would say, Dina de Machusa Dina as well. De Itmar, Rav Yehuda Amar Lo Avid Inish Dina Nafshe, Rav Nachman Amar Avid Inish Dina Nafshe, Machlokas Amaran, Hecha De Ika Pseida, where there is Pseida, a loss which is uncollectible any other way, Kuleam Lo Pligi David Inish Dina Nafshe. Then everybody agrees. Meaning, what could he do? You could take something, you could keep something of his that you have. Somehow, doesn't mean Dafka hitting him. It means somehow getting your money out of Beis Din. Ki pligi echad alak pseida. The machlokes where there is no pseida, and you could go to Beis Din. Rav Chiyuda Amar lo avid inish yilanafshe. You can't do it yourself. To keep it alak pseida lezel kame dayana, because you're going to get the money in Beis Din, so you can't do it outside of Beis Din and you using your own means. Rav Nachman Amar avid inish yilanafshe. You can. To give it to Bedin Avid, lo tarach. Since he's acting appropriately, we don't make him have the tircha of forcing him to go to Beis Din. Again, this is a huge topic. We'll have to talk more about this by the Shem at the beginning of the next year. But Avid inish dila nafshe, and in this case, there was no other choice. The assumption is, and therefore, he was able to do it, and for sure, he would be pater. Okay, we will stop here.